What up, Z-Pack? It's your boy Z-Dog MD and Tom Heineber. We are doing Incident Report Live a little early today, and we'll obviously, I think a lot of you guys know why. First, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor for the month that's making the show possible, Athena Health. Athena Health takes the busy work so that you can get back to the work you love. Athena Health, free up. Thank you for supporting what we do. All right. Earlier, you guys saw us live after this tragedy in Las Vegas. We were at Universal Blood Services here in town, got in line to donate blood. You saw that show, hopefully, or we're telling you about what happened. And it was me, Tom, and Logan. And to see the hundreds of people line up and wait out there to donate blood shows us exactly what this community is about in Las Vegas, that we can undergo this kind of tragedy and come together to support each other and support medical staff and people who are trying to help the victims of this horrible crime. One thing that happened, though, is we realized they told us it was going to be about 5 hours before we would even get to the front to be decided upon whether we would be able to donate.
They said, long story short, we left Logan there, we're going to come back after we do this, guys. We're so like Logan saving our spot in line.
Logan, you have the softest nougaty center of all of us. You donate the blood, or actually you just hold that space and we'll come back. But we're going to go. We have a bunch of stuff to do and we're going to do a show, because we realized that the hospital where I see patients in town, which is UMC, is at ground zero of this. They are Nevada's only level one trauma center, Nevada's only burn center, Nevada's only pediatric trauma center. Yeah. And they are our safety net hospital here in town. They have the most amazing trauma program. And this is not to discount the other hospitals in town, Sunrise and Desert Springs and the St. Roses and Mountain View and all our homies here in town. But just to say that this is my hospital and they're taking the brunt of this. And we saw Danita Cohen, who has been she's the head of PR at the hospital, the spokesperson for the hospital at UMC. We saw her on international news today, and we're so proud of her talking so beautifully about the passion of the trauma surgeons and the staff and the nurses and everyone at UMC taking care of the victims of this horrible act. She supports us. She lets us shoot in the facility, and we thought, since I'm obviously, if I show up at UMC right now and try to help anybody, I'm just going to get in the way because I'm not part of their mass casualty plan. I'm not a trauma surgeon. I'm not an ER doc. So we're going to wait on that. We thought the way we could help is get out of the blood donation line, let Logan hold our place, and come back here and talk about this for caregivers and for the victims, but also raise money for the UMC Foundation, University Medical Center, and here in Las Vegas. If we can. We feel so impotent and so powerless after something like this happens, but if we can raise money for this not-profit arm of the hospital, they are our community safety net hospital. They take care of people that no one else will touch, and they are the ones who, if you get injured in Las Vegas, it's likely you're going to go there, and they're taking care of victims. They were triaging. They've been up all night. We want to support them by having a donate button here at the bottom of this to support them, and that's what we want to start with.
And you guys have already, it's been 3 minutes, we've already raised almost $300 for them. So that's $100 a minute. So you guys are killing
it. So awesome. Thank you, Cassandra Buchanan, for donating.
It's crazy because me and Z are watching the news, you know, we're watching CBS, and Danita is on the news. And Danita's our friend. She lets us shoot Z-Dog videos at UMC Hospital. She puts up with our insanity. And she was out there talking about, you know, how everybody at UMC is just crushing it, and this is what they're trained to do, and that they're just all working tirelessly to help fix people, triage people, get people back in trauma, get people in surgery, get people the blood they need, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
it is so
you're lucky to end. If you were one of the shooting victims, you're not lucky, but you would have been lucky to end up at UMC Hospital.
UMC is one of the most amazing places, and I don't say that just because I'm on staff there.
Yeah.
And again, Danita, the whole staff there, they are amazing, and they are working really, really, really hard, and we want to support them, Z-Pack. And so far, we've raised $740, 33 people donating to the UMC Foundation. And
there's literally no hospital in Las Vegas. I mean, every hospital is doing great work, especially the hospitals that are taking the victims from last night.
Yes.
But there's no hospital in Las Vegas that's more deserving than UMC Hospital. Like Z said, they're our only community hospital. They're our only social safety net. They're the only hospital that's not for profit in town, right?
Well, the St. Roses are not for profit, but UMC is a different breed. The UMC is something where if you're homeless, if you have nothing, UMC will take care of you. And I round there with the house staff. They're a teaching hospital. They are the only level one trauma center in Nevada, not just Las Vegas, and they serve parts of California as well because of the catchment area that they serve. Everybody who works there that I've met has been amazing. It's very, very hard to do what they do, and now they're stepping up. They are using all this training and all this passion to take care of the victims of the shooting.
Yeah.
And if we can support them in this way, then that's one small thing we can do. Because I'll tell you, I'll be honest, Tom, like I woke up this morning, it was so surreal to see this news in our own town at my hospital taking these patients and to feel powerless, even as someone who's on staff there.
Yeah.
Because your predisposition is to go run into the hospital. That's probably exactly the wrong thing to do like this. And so we went and we said, we tried to donate blood and we had to wait 5 hours and we said, okay, Logan, you hold our place. So what can we do? And we thought, well, let's get the Z-Pack because they are the most generous, compassionate tribe of Facebookers or anybody on the planet. And so here we are. And again, not to sort of really overhash this, but UMC needs our support. They always struggle every year because they take the indigent patients that pay nothing and they take care of them, right? Like they're the most important person. And we need to support them because in times like this when they are our trauma center, if we don't have their back, then how can they have our back when we're the victim of trauma, right? So,
and I mean, it's a great thing because if you are affected by the tragedy and you've seen it, you know, it is the epicenter of what's going on here in Las Vegas. And if you feel compelled to donate, it is the place where your money will do the absolute most good.
I will make sure because we will bust heads if that money isn't used for good. And I know because I've been to the fundraisers for UMC Foundation. It's very important. People who tend to donate are former trauma patients. They're the only transplant center in Las Vegas.
Yeah. They're the only burn center.
I mean, it's crucial that we support them. And whether you live in Nevada or not, if you're affected by this horrible tragedy that happened yesterday, the way we can come together is to help support. So that being said, I think
Susan Robinson says also good on Logan to hold your place for 5 hours. Wow. Logan is really affected by today's tragedy. I think even more so than me and Z, because me and Z can both get kind of like, oh man, another one.
And statistically, is my blood donation going to help? And could I be, you know, with the time that we're standing in line, could we be doing more good? But Logan is like, this is where I need to be.
Logan's killing it, but the Z-Pack is killing it because they've raised $2,400 in 7 minutes. Like,
wow.
And you guys have no idea how much that's going to actually help our local community hospital. So I feel like this is the best thing we can be doing. I'm going to give some money right now. Yeah. Also.
I mean, this is our hospital. This is where I volunteer seeing patients. This is the clinical arm of ZDog Industries, right? And it is our safety net hospital. It's our teaching hospital. It's so important that we support them. Thank you, Colette, for donating. 121 people donated, $2,800.
It's really easy to donate, too. I'm doing it right now. I just did it in the time that, you know, I said I was going to do it. And you go right back to the video, and you're back in, and you're part of the stream.
And
so.
In the time that you did that, I was able to hack into your account and actually steal all your Bitcoins.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's just what I do.
Now I'm poor.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I wanted, since this month is devoted to burnout and how we can reduce busy work and how we can get back to the passion of taking care of patients, that's what October is. That's why Athena is supporting the show this month because they want to try to support that aspect of patient care. One thing that re-energizes us is understanding why we go into this, and that's to help people. And when something like this happens, we all come together as healthcare people and say, what can we do to help? And we all have to do our part. And same thing happened in Hurricane Irma. Same thing happened with Harvey. Same thing is happening in Puerto Rico. This is what we do, ZPAC. And so thank you, Stephanie, for donating. If you're able to give, if you're able to even just leave a comment, that helps a lot.
I'm just going to share this with you guys right now. Like, I didn't put this anywhere, but I saw this picture from earlier, and it's a little distressing. So don't look at it if you're squeamish, but I'm not sure which hospital this is, but I think it's UMC Hospital. And you can see the blood on the floor there is just crazy. From
and I'm not sure if that was UMC or Sunrise.
I'm not sure which hospital
it
is. But
it doesn't matter. You guys get a sense of what our caregivers are going through right now and what they're seeing and the kind of PTSD that they could potentially have, and our first responders who are going into a scene of a country music concert. That should be a place where people come together and have fun and connect with music and all of that. And my, by the way, my secret admission is I'm a secret fan of country music. Don't tell anyone.
Country music's dope.
It's pretty dope.
Where do you come down on this whole thing? Like, you know, there's so many reactions. Like we always talk about the elephant and the rider, and the elephant's the unconscious, intuitive self, and it just says, "This is how I feel about this." And so, you know, a lot of people's elephants today are sad. They're shocked. They're scared. They're mad. They want to politicize this. Mm. You know, some people want to help, and that's like everybody in the audience is donating right now. Mm. That's a strong emotional, intuitive reaction to help and to actually, like, you know, if it's $20, it's $20. But like, that all adds up, and it really helps.
$5, you know? If it's $2. Well, this is the thing. My emotional reaction when I got up at, you know, 5 or whatever and saw this was, oh my gosh, and it was just a sense of this hits close to home. I wasn't angry. I wasn't outraged because we've been so desensitized, and this is just part of the culture now that a lone gunman with mental illness or whatever he has can do so much damage. And you know, if he didn't have a gun, he could have gone into the concert with a knife and killed fewer people. But he's still, if he's bent on doing that, he's bent on doing that.
Literally, it's so close to home that you know, I'm shooting a little video for UMC on the side, and I owe Danita a script today.
Yeah.
And I was I turn on CBS News, and she's on CBS News talking about the tragedy. That's how close it is to home.
By the way, how proud are you of Danita, man? She's so poised.
And I'm sure
that she's been up all night. And
we've been wanting to have her on the show for a long time.
She's actually coming.
Hopefully she'll come on and talk about stories out of UMC and
get her
tell us
and
what.
We can also see where your money that you're donating right now is going, how
that
it helps
too.
UMC, because she can tell you. She'll say, like, this is where that went. This is where Stephanie Van Dixon's donation went. Or let's scroll down more and see some more. God, there's so many donations.
Jennifer.
Jen Gannon.
Kristen.
This is where Kristen's donation went.
Guys, we've raised $5,300, and if you would share this, and then we can.
Danielle just shared it. If you guys can hit share, just hit the share button and go. Thinking about Las Vegas. Thoughts with Las Vegas, or whatever, prayers with Las Vegas.
Because we're going to be the only social media platform that's raising money for the epicenter of this trauma, of this tragedy. So I think it's a good thing to share and get out there.
Absolutely.
So that the money gets to you, I'm saying.
And you know, it's interesting because Dr. Ryan Neuhoffel, who was on our show yesterday, flew into Vegas specifically to be on this show with his wife. He's never been to Las Vegas. They were staying in Caesars, which is a few blocks down from the Mandalay Bay, last night, and this happened. And I emailed him first thing in the morning, was like, I really, really hope you're okay and are not a country music fan. And he said, no, I'm okay. But the irony was, it's the first time he was in Vegas. The last time when he was in Colorado, the Aurora theater shooting happened. So it's some people just have very bad luck with mass shootings, but we're glad he's safe. Thank you to everybody who's messaged me wondering whether me and my family and Tom and Logan are safe. We all are. But there are a lot of people who aren't safe, and that's why we're here now, because we feel powerless like everybody else. Even though I'm here at the epicenter, I feel like the best we can do is what we're doing right now, and hopefully it's enough. Thank you, Bernadine Huff.
We feel compelled to, like, you know, we were talking this morning, Z was like, I really want to go down to UMC, I really want to do stuff, but I'm just going to come up the works there, and I'm sure that
I would be in the way,
et cetera.
Because for many reasons. One is I'm sort of volunteer faculty, so even just getting orders into their EMR, even doing all that without house staff is going to be a mess. All I'm going to do is stand around being in the way. And the other problem is that I don't do trauma. So maybe in the next few days, definitely I can add value. But right now, you can't. And the thing is, you have to recognize that, because if caregivers are running to the hospital to do stuff, and you end up in the way, especially if they have plans in place, then that's a problem. So we have to help in the way we can.
Beth says, can we donate blood from any state for this? We're going to have enough blood for sure.
But.
It was amazing, the lines
people
that were.
People always need blood. Yeah.
That were happening. But yeah, I mean, you know, that was an interesting thing we were talking about. It's like, when we were at the blood bank, we were saying, why does it take this to get us to the blood bank?
Yeah.
We should be at the blood bank
all the time.
More often.
And there are national blood banks, and yes, donate.
And isn't it actually,
wherever you are,
it's healthy for you to give blood every now and again, right?
Well, you know, it definitely will not harm you. And my feeling is it is helpful. And, you know, there are some people with hemochromatosis and iron overload disorders that actually they benefit from you have to donate blood every so often. So go out and do it, definitely.
And we've explicitly decided to not talk about the guy that did the shooting, because forget him. He's dead. He was some random asshole who's a psychopath, mentally ill, whatever was wrong with him, right? This is about all the people that are helping. All the, you know, there's so many people across the country that are actually doing something to help. You know,
have you ever seen this community do this? We've never,
never.
Had a tragedy like
Vegas
this.
Is, you know, it's a weird place.
It is.
You're a more recent transplant
yeah.
than I am.
5 years.
And
been
so
here 5 years.
What was your initial like perception
so,
of Las Vegas?
My perception of Las Vegas is it's not a community. It's a collection of transplants who come here transiently to do something and then leave. And then what it evolved into is, no, this is a community with deep roots that actually cares about the welfare of its citizens. And as you start to see something like this unfold and standing in that line at UBS, the biggest thing I took away from that was not that, oh, it's going to be 5 hours before I can donate blood. It was like, oh my gosh, people are willing to sit here for 5 hours to donate blood to their community to support Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And there were conversations and you could see people handing out food and doing this and people asking you about your Raiders shirt because
yeah.
Raiders are coming to Vegas and feeling a sense of pride in this community, which has not had a sense of identity for so long. We take on the identity of everywhere else. Our biggest attraction is our tourist strip, which is a mirage. It's like a fake Paris and a fake Venice and a fake New York. But what is the real Las Vegas? Part of the reason I came here is downtown Las Vegas. 5 years ago, when we came to work with Downtown Project, Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos, can we create a sense of community for Las Vegas that's a model for other communities around
right,
the country? And
right.
that was part of what we strived for. And I think we partially succeeded and we partially failed just because it's hard. It's hard to create a community. It has to happen somewhat organically.
I mean, this is a community. It just you don't see it every day on the surface
yeah.
here in
yeah,
Las
yeah.
Vegas. You know,
and
because
you've been here since you were a kid.
Well, since I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm a transplant. Most people that live here were not born
here.
It's more rare that they
yeah.
are. And most people that are living here only stay for a period of time in their lives,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
somewhere under 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting to become more of a real city and real community. And you can see that today in the blood bank lines and, you know, at UMC and all the people that are working so tirelessly to help out.
And it made me proud to live in this town.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to say that because it can be a tricky place, right?
And a lot of the people yeah. that got shot last night are locals.
Locals. Local
yeah.
country music fans who wanted to see Mr. Aldean and do their thing.
Dude, you guys are crushing. We've reached $7,000 already, and I just want to say thank you to Jake, thank you to Christine, thank you to Vivian, thank you to Melissa, Emily.
Thank you to Kristen J.
Cornelia, everybody who's donating. You guys are just crushing it.
Yeah, this is just absolutely amazing. And, you know, they were triaging in the front, and I want to give a shout-out to Sunrise Hospital. I want to give a shout-out to Mountain View. I want to give a shout-out to Desert Springs. I want to give a shout-out to the St. Rose System. They're all shouldering the burden of 500-plus casualty. Like,
yeah.
that is a mass casualty on the scale that really this town hasn't seen, and many towns haven't seen. And, you know, we think about Orlando and the Pulse, and that was a massive event. And ORMC, and UMC is our ORMC. It's our Orlando Regional Medical Center. Please, the donate button's at the bottom.
Right.
Support them. Support us. This is my hospital. This is where I run, where I teach,
yeah.
and where they're taking care of the victims.
Christina says, I'm arriving late. What will the donated funds go towards? So it's for our local community, Safety Net Hospital, UMC, who is handling the bulk of the trauma
and
from last night.
We'll try to put a link in after the fact, but it is the UMC Foundation. You can Google that, and it will come up. It's in Las Vegas. And they are the sort of philanthropic arm of this hospital that helps provide resources for the hospital to function. And this is a hospital that's county hospital. It's our safety net hospital.
Yeah.
They are often in the red. They are often a political football. They are often kept on life support by the other for-profit hospitals in town so that they can take care of the indigents.
They're a political football.
But they're never allowed
around.
To yeah. ascend and rise because then they're a threat to the for-profit hospitals. So I'm being completely blunt with you guys. I have deep love for UMC Hospital. They're the only people who supported me when I came here. They're the only people who are again, our level one trauma and our burn center. They are the folks who let us shoot our videos there because they believe in the message that we are conveying, even if it's a message of try to fight burnout with EHR State of Mind. That was also sponsored by a current sponsor, Athena Health. They are the ones who get it, and they struggle, and they're not perfect, and they have the same trouble that everybody else has working through electronic health records. Records and staffing problems and violence. And just the other day, we had a report about how a patient was shot to death by a police officer in the ER there because they were able to grab a taser. And so it is
hard.
It's hard. The struggle is real. But we want to support our hospitals that are trying, that are taking care of our community.
God, it's been a hell of a week at UMC.
It's been nuts.
Hasn't it?
Poor Danita.
Nia says, I see some people doubting Z-Dog in this platform. He's legit. Please donate. And yeah, that's, I think it's appropriate to doubt, because
you should doubt.
We saw a Kickstarter earlier that had raised $150,000, and we were like, who's this going to?
I have no idea who this money's going to.
Where is this going?
By the way, none of this money, this donate button has nothing to do with me.
No.
This goes directly.
Doesn't
this
go
is,
to us at all.
This is through Facebook's platform, goes directly to UNC's foundation. They probably, Facebook probably takes a little cut. I'm sure they do. I don't know the details
Hopefully
of it.
Hopefully they don't. Please
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, yeah. UMC.
You got money, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. That's true. Emily Dully, thank you for donating. Do they need staff volunteers? We'll ask Danita. I have emails out to her. Obviously, she's really busy. She's their spokesperson at UMC. She's on national news right now.
And obviously, this is a tragedy that we're all going to forget about in a few days. We just are. That's how these tragedies work, right? But the people that are
people
at UMC,
here, the victims,
are going to be dealing with this. Yeah, for,
you guys,
for weeks, for months, for years, for the people affected. I mean,
you guys know what bullet wounds do, what the long-term rehab is. The PT and OT people out there, the long-term PM&R guys, the nutritionists who are going to be doing feeding tubes and
right.
feeding nutrition and TPN and enteral feeds. We know about the ICU people who are going to have PTSD, seeing young, you know, children shot in this thing, who are going to a concert. The frontline EMS workers who saw this and responded to this, our Las Vegas Metro Police Department, which from every account behaved incredibly bravely, but were powerless because here's a guy up in a window that you can't even see.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Shoot back at a Mandalay Bay with a bunch of windows? And they ended up storming it, and I believe they found him dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound is what we're hearing.
Yeah.
How
I heard that LVMPD reacted as fast as they possibly
could have
given
yeah.
the situation.
Yeah, and it's very hard. And yeah. all this data will come out over time, but I think right now we support everybody on the front lines who's responding to this. We give them our love and our support and our financial support in the form of the UMC Foundation, which supports the main hospital that's taking the brunt of this.
Yeah.
And
again,
that's
why it can't be said enough how important this hospital is for Las Vegas. And if this hospital didn't exist, I can only imagine the casualties from last night would have been worse,
yeah.
that the death toll would have been higher.
Yeah.
You know?
And here's the thing. I want to just, again, say some things about UMC. This is my hospital. This is where I round with the residents. You guys have seen vlogs I've done from UMC Hospital. You've seen, if you've seen Lose Yourself, EHR State of Mind, if you've seen any Doc Vader clips, they're all shot there. And because they get it. They are, their administration understands us. Their staff are, they're like, not only are they our biggest fans, but we're their biggest fans. And so to see them now at the epicenter of this tragedy makes me simultaneously my heart goes out because it's so hard, but also I'm so proud of them and everything they do. And the link at the bottom, the button, the donate button, is to their foundation that helps support this not-for-profit county safety net hospital.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Julie.
Kim Burkett, thank you.
Thank
Nicole
you, Aaron.
Droshak.
Thank you, Uche.
Tracy Gray, thank you. Joni Luzzo, thank you. You guys are unbelievable, ZPAC. To do what you do.
Yeah. If you guys have the means and you want to donate, it really is going to go to a worthy cause, and it's really going to help.
Look at Catherine Moore Henderson says, Houston is with Vegas. Texas Medical Center is sending love. Catherine, for everything you guys have been through, that means so much to us. And I remember being here in the same room doing the telecast for Houston and feeling like, you know, oh, this is really hard and
yeah.
it's sad, but at least it's not us.
Yeah.
And now the same sort of, I mean, this kind of tragedy can happen anywhere. And that's why we rally together as Americans and as human beings when something like this happens. That's why Logan is standing in line right now at United Blood Services waiting to donate blood. And
yeah.
he's hopefully going to text us when he gets up to the front because we're going to have to run back and get back in line.
It's just right down the street.
Because we already registered.
I'm sure we'll make it.
There's an app called Fast Track, which we showed you earlier, where you register all your information so that when you get to the front of the line, you're ready to go.
You guys are crushing it. Like, we're almost at $10,000.
That is unbelievable.
And, you know what we'll do is we will have Danita on to come talk about where the money goes and what it's used for and just, like I said, like, what is going on there right now, because we don't even know, really. They're so busy. They can't take the time to talk to us about whatever.
About anything. And they shouldn't. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Of course.
Sorry, I'm just adjusting this little stand, Tom. And I both don't
know how to use this. Alicia says, as a medical professional, it means a lot to have help sent where the help is really needed. And that's our intention
doing this. Now, you see, the thing is, what this does is this supports our county hospitals so that they have the resources and the wherewithal and the staffing to deal with these sort of traumas when they happen. This was the same hospital, by the way, where Tupac was taken when he was shot.
Yeah.
This is a hospital where the biggest traumas are often taken when something happens. It's a very high-profile hospital. It's been the subject of many sort of reality TV shows about ER on cable. It is an amazing facility with amazing staff, and they deserve our support, as do all hospitals in town. But I'm focusing on UMC because it is my hospital, and it is our only level one trauma center. It is our only burn center. It's our only pediatric burn center. It's our only transplant center. And the work they do is amazing. They have a dedicated trauma wing that is just really phenomenal, world-class.
And I'm sure that the other hospitals are doing equally amazing things. You know, but this is – UMC means more to us because of it being a political football, because of it helping people in the community on a more regular basis. And there are great people working in every hospital in Las Vegas, but UMC is often short on funding, and they're often, you know, trying to make ends meet. And
let's give a shout out to one of those hospitals. So, for example, Stephanie Lapid, who's a big regular on the show, she's in all the videos. She's the nurse who works the pole in our Work the Pole video. She's a nurse in Lowe. She's a nurse in Moana, who does the hula. Yeah. She works at, I believe, Desert Springs.
Right.
And they're another hospital in town, and they took a bunch of people by private car, showed up there.
Yep.
And they're not a level one trauma center, but they manage those patients in the middle of the night. And can you imagine, you know, you come, you're shot, you come in a private car, like how unstable, and the triage has to be really good. And so, and we were recently there. We did a quick performance in their lobby for one of their talent show events.
Yeah.
So we deeply want to support all the hospitals in town who are taking care of victims from this tragedy. Over $10,000 so far, Ellie Goldstein points out to us.
Barbie says, I hesitate to donate to a lot of Facebook pleas, but as I do respect your work and the cause you support, I'm happy to help in this case.
We appreciate that.
It's very understandable.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Because, you know, it's tough. It's tough because you come out here and we'll often have a link for Doctors Without Borders. And that's all very important. But this, for us, is personal. This, for us, is a plea to help us here in Las Vegas. And by helping our caregivers, we're in a way we're helping ourselves because these are our tribe. Of people who care for other people, right? As Fred Rogers always says, like, look for the helpers.
Yeah.
These are the helpers. These are people who run into danger, right? Yeah. These are EMS, our police, and our frontline county safety net hospital staff.
Susanna Chan says, will they accept food for the staff?
Staff always accept food.
You know, if you send some pizzas down there, they will be eaten.
They will be
eaten. I am 100% positive.
They will be eaten.
Because I can only imagine that there are so many people that have been on since last night and have not gone home
and will not go home
until they literally drop.
Absolutely.
You know.
I mean, there are a lot of JCO violations with open containers at the nurses' station right now.
How dare you? If you say anything right now,
we will get you.
We're going to cut you.
We will cut you.
We're going to cut you.
No, we're not threatening you, Jayco. We're just saying we're going to cut you. Mad Love Z-Dog, Jessica Holt. Diane Smith Pilch donated. Thank you, Diane. We've raised $11,000 for the UMC Foundation University Medical Center here in Las Vegas, taking the brunt of the traumas from last night. Rebecca Hendon donated. Deidre Slachter donated.
And again, for all the people that are worried about where the donations go, like I said, we don't do anything off of this. We're being sponsored by Athena Health this month, who's gracious enough to some money. And so that's the only financial disclosure we need.
There's
to make.
Nothing in my agreement to Athena Health that says that I have to say this, but they are one of the few companies that understand us. They understand Health 3.0. Nobody is there yet. They're trying. They make electronic health records and revenue cycle stuff and stuff like that. But the bottom line is we've worked with their leadership. They really, really get it. We're so humbled that they would support our show for an entire month. And they've basically given us carte blanche to talk about what we want to talk about. And to me, that's so meaningful. So definitely, just show them some love, you guys. They are amazing.
It keeps coming home for me that I woke up this morning and I was getting all these texts from friends and family from out of state, and they were saying, are you okay, et cetera. I had to explain to them, I'm really boring. I don't go out at night. I slept in early. I went to sleep at like 9 p.m. last night. I would have probably liked to be at the festival, but
to me it was a compliment that people were like, are you and your family okay? Because it implied that we would be out on
the trip. Have social lives,
and I'm like, well,
which we don't.
If by okay you mean playing with our new kitty, what's her name, Tordal?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. We're still coming up with the name.
But, so I woke up and I was in this funk, and we always meet up at the studio here early in the morning, and we would text each other, and we were like, hey, do you want to just meet at the blood bank, and we'll see if we can give some blood, and that's like the only way we can help out in the morning. But it keeps coming home to me that there are so many more good people by factors of millions than there are bad people.
Yeah.
You know?
It was kind of funky this morning, because normally every morning we do it, like at 6 in the morning, the three of us have a – me and Tom and Logan have a three-way texting thing going on that's like a mile long, because that's how we communicate. And the first thing we got off is, did you see this thing? Yes. Let's go donate blood. Okay. And that was it. And Logan finds the address, and then we're there at whatever, 8:30. And it just goes to show that I think when it comes to our community and our tribe and our people, we will, as a community, step up and do the right thing. And thank you, everyone, to the 527 people who have done the right thing and donated a little money to UMC Hospital.
And I do have to say, like, in terms of the food donations and things like that, like, they were donating a ton of food to the blood drive.
It was great.
And, like, I was like, honestly, like, please stop. Like, you guys are about to make me fat. Like, this is, like, the fifth Rice Krispie treat I've been offered in the last 5 minutes.
This is what Tom says. This is how it actually went down. Z, yes, Tom Heineberg, I really want to eat that Twinkie. I know, Tom Heineberg. Do you need me to hold you?
I need you to hold me. I was like, Z, I think I need it for, you know, my blood sugar.
And I'm like, Tom, there's an elaborate system of homeostasis that keeps your blood sugar stable without Twinkies.
I missed who said, but somebody wanted to know how the Z-Pups are doing. And how do you talk to your kids about something like this, especially when it happens so close to their home and their community?
This is how it went down. This morning, I didn't tell them about it.
Yeah.
We get in the car, and of course, I throw NPR on. And for the first time, it's NPR National Public Radio speaking about my local community. Not for the first time, but for the biggest time. And they started talking about this had happened in Mandalay Bay, and this is the shit. And Z-Pup Prime, the oldest one, 9 in the back, was just absolutely riveted to every single word. And it's a pull-up where you drop her off, and the two get out. Now, Z-Pup Jr. Is only 6, so she's just – it's in one ear and out the other. But the older Z-Pup wouldn't get out of the car because she said, Daddy, this is the most – interesting news I've ever heard, and I hate the news. What's going on? And I said, I will tell you, we'll talk about it when we get home. Your principal already sent an email out to us saying how they're going to provide support services and assistance to students who don't understand and can't process what's going on, and also to students who may have relatives or loved ones who are injured or killed in the event. And so it's a huge deal, and when she comes home, we're going to kind of process it a little bit more. But she was already quite aware and quite alert to what was going on, which surprised me a little bit, actually.
I just want to say thank you to Tiffany, thank you to Kelsey, thank you to Megan, thank you to Mark, thank you to Brittany. You guys are killing it.
And thank you to someone who donated privately.
Oh, it just
says someone donated privately. And that someone is awesome.
We're almost at $14,000. It's crazy. And like, I can only imagine Danita and all the people at UMC will be really happy.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait to tell them.
It's something nice that we get to give back for them, because they literally have never charged us to shoot a video there. They let us shoot all our stuff for free. We literally were just in there last week doing a Doc Vader clip, and I saw Danita and Erica in the hall with the marketing team, and they were just like, oh yeah, is this what you guys are doing today?
they
let us have full run of that hospital.
Because I think, and I've had the conversation with her, they believe in what we're doing. They believe in what the Z-PAC stands for. They love that you can mix fun with empathy and compassion and a heart, and they believe that medicine should be provided to those that are most vulnerable, and that's what they do, and that's why we're here supporting them. Because I'm a doctor and I feel powerless. You know, down the street, like literally 5 miles from here, my fellow citizens were shot at by a lunatic and injured and killed, and now they're in hospitals, and I feel powerless because there's not a lot directly I can do at UMC right now, so I'm doing this. And I think all of us have that thing that we do that can help in the most powerful way that we can do. And so we're trying to find that. The most powerful thing Logan can do is stand in the sun right now and hold our place in the blood donation
line.
Like
Selena says, if I had the money, I would. Well, if you don't have the money, like, that's not your fault.
That's not your fault.
But you can help by sharing and by spreading this around so that the people that do, we can get the money to UMC that they need.
Everybody who hasn't donated, hit share and just write a simple blurb saying, hey, this is a doc that we believe in. He's not trying to rob you or whatever it is. He's in Las Vegas. Take a look and see if you can provide support. And that's all it takes. Your credibility adds to our credibility, which means that we can do a lot more good for this hospital and for the victims of this horrible event.
And the money will be used for, you know, UMC's general funding.
You can search UMC Foundation and you'll see their website and they talk about what they do. They provide the funding to keep the hospital operational, to grow the wings of the hospital, to support the trauma center and the main center. They're the philanthropic arm of this hospital.
Yeah.
So they're not spending it on crack and, hookers yet.
And we've seen their administration's offices, and no offense, guys,
yeah.
They're crap.
Ghetto.
So it's not going to any executive Ghetto. Nonsense.
Yeah, this is not a hospital that builds beautiful, fancy wings. This is a hospital that takes care of our most vulnerable.
You know, their CEO, Mason, saved, basically when he took over, he saved the city almost $200 million.
Is that right?
Do you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So he really just turned the entire ship around and,
It's
and whatever
Mason,
he gets paid. Mason's
been on our show, yeah. On our live cast when we were shooting a video out there. Mason, their CEO, Ben Housen, came on and he's a very technically able guy. So I'm glad he was able to kind of do that financially.
Yeah.
It's a very hard thing being the safety net hospital for a town of like 1+ million people that many are transient. There's so much substance abuse. There's so much economic deprivation. It's a boom bust economy. And now we're all coming together to support our people in this time. And many people were visiting from out of town, but many were locals at this event.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, David. Thank you, Astrid. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, someone.
Someone privately donates. Yeah.
Thank you, Cosmina.
$14,000 for the UMC Foundation right here in Las Vegas to benefit the hospital that's taking care of the victims of this horrible shooting that happened last night.
The hospital has unlevel floors between wings.
It's true, Michelle. Michelle Flores. Look, I round there. It is. And I've been in some tricky facilities.
Yeah.
I was in San Francisco General in the 90s training, and that place was like – careful. That place was like the Hilton compared to this place. It's a struggle because they focus on providing care to people who don't get it normally.
But that said, I mean, it does attract some of the best trauma surgeons in town.
So here's the thing.
Right?
It's still a beautiful hospital as far as hospitals go, but the thing is – the care, the people who are there providing the care are world class. Their trauma stuff,
right.
Like if I get injured, I would – listen, I've been to the ER a couple times. I always choose UMC because I know that they care about taking care of people.
Yeah.
And I'm on staff, so I'm hoping to get a discount on the copay, but it never happens. It never happens. They're like, you know how you're going to pay for all those video shoots? You're going to pay your damn copay. So,
and we always eat lunch in their cafeteria.
Yes, we do.
Which is very good.
It's actually quite good.
Yeah.
And the staff at the cafeteria are awesome. And now we're kind of weird celebrities there, so we always get stopped every time we're trying to walk through the halls for selfies. This is unbelievable. As an RN and an EMT, I wanted nothing more than to be there helping Kayla Urata. And guys, there's a Facebook page, Paramedics on Facebook. Go check it out. It's a local Vegas EMT paramedic, and he's been talking quite a bit about what's been going on. So definitely check that out. Thank you, Amber, for your prayers from Michigan. I donated to honor the surgeons working hard to save lives and save quality of life last night and today. My heartfelt thanks to each one, Marie Lewis. Thank you, Marie. That means a lot. And these guys are working tirelessly.
Well, that was one of the things that Danita said on the news when I was watching her. Mm-hmm. I was watching her on
Danita's the spokesperson for UMC and a friend of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, and a personal friend.
Personal friend.
On CBS, I saw her, and she was basically saying, even in this time, even in this traumatic time, their physicians are focused on outcomes for their patients because that's what they're trained to do.
Yeah, why they get up in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's hard. You know, we saw from the ORMC, the Orlando Regional Medical Center aftermath after the shooting there at the Pulse nightclub that there's a lot of PTSD. There's a lot of horror that these doctors and nurses and pharmacists and EMS people and everybody on the front lines are seeing that it they're in the moment now, but later they're going to need our support. They're going to need our help. They're going to need the Z-Pak to have their back because that's when it gets really, really real.
And Jill says, such impact to a city with only one level one trauma center. And can you guys imagine if you're in a bigger city like you know, Boston or San Francisco or whatever, what it's like to have only one level one trauma center, and they are triaging most of the people from the attack last night?
And again, this is not to discount the other hospitals in town, which are great, but UMC is our hospital, is our county safety net hospital, is our only level one trauma center, is our only burn center. It is the only hospital that lets us shoot videos. It's yes. The only hospital where I round as a hospitalist, and it needs your help now. So if you click that button to donate to their foundation, It will help a lot. And I will ensure personally getting Danita, their spokesperson, on this show to talk about how they're spending the money that you donated. I promise you we'll do that, and she will come on the show, because we want to pick her brain about what this whole event was like, but we also want to see where's all our donation going? What does it do for UMC, and how is it actually going to help patient care and staff?
Shirley says almost 15K. So proud of everyone there working so hard and putting it up. And we're proud of you guys for donating that much.
Just incredible.
And let's share this so that normal people aren't sending their money to some BS Kickstarter like Las Vegas Victims Fund. I don't even know what that is or where it goes. This money goes to the hospital that helped everyone. I mean, it is very direct. And we know the people that run the hospital. So we can vouch for them as great human beings who are doing great work.
And again, we have no idea what these Kickstarters are. They might be really noble things, but we're saying, look, ZPAC, you want a credible sort of donation source. I have been to the fundraisers for the UMC Foundation. They bring out patients who've suffered horrible trauma, who come up and talk with tears in their eyes about how this hospital saved their life and how the staff means so much to them and how they have anniversaries of their trauma and they celebrate the staff that helped them. And it's one of the most moving things you ever see, and they do it every year, and we get dressed up and we go, and this is our way of supporting that hospital that's now under so much pressure with the mass casualty event that happened last night. And if we can help in our small way by donating money, it's actually a big, big deal for this organization that's county publicly supported.
Yeah, seriously. So thank you to Soledad, thank you to Tess, thank you to Jennifer, thank you to Maddie, thank you to Chris. Thank you to Chris and Heather. Oh, you guys share a Facebook. That's cute.
Yo, dope. The shared Facebook guys are adorable.
We know whose idea that was. That was Heather's idea.
Of course
sure.
It was. Oh, my God. Like, what's the dude's name?
Chris.
Chris, like, we have to get a joint Facebook account, because I know you don't do Facebook, but I feel like everybody wants to connect with you, and so we need to do it together.
And let's do this part of the conversation that we always have to do. So it's like, is this a gun issue? Is this a mental health issue? It's like, how do we stop this? Is this a cultural thing? Is this just like a time in American history that we have to go through? Like, do you take people's guns? What do you do?
Okay, I'm just going to say this, because everyone, the pundits are all having this conversation, and you guys want to hear my elephant on this. This is my elephant, okay? My elephant has been through all the political stuff. He's walked through the liberal camp. He's walked through the conservative camp. He's walked through the libertarian camp, and this is what he thinks. Overall, our country is becoming a less violent place. This is still, as horrible as it sounds, it's a statistical aberrancy in our march towards a more compassionate, a more caring, and a less violent society. And this is going to happen. You're going to have people who either have mental illness or they have some particular agenda, and they're going to have weapons that are going to be able to do harm. And you can argue about what kind of weapons they should be allowed to have, but in the end, they're going to get something, and they're going to do the harm that they want to do, and that's what happened. And we have to keep that in mind. It doesn't mean we don't work on making the systems around human beings to encourage better behavior and safer behavior. Yes, and we can have those conversations. But right now, it's not about that. It's about helping the victims of this criminal act.
Yeah.
And remembering that there's vastly more good, vastly, as Tom said earlier, when you go stand in line to donate blood, you realize, oh my God, all these people are here to support humanity and their fellow humans and to give a piece of themselves, literally, to support other people, and they care about it. That's why Logan's standing in line. And that's what we focus on. And if we can do that, then we can actually generate more sort of positivity instead of just having this vicious cycle of misery.
There's so many more good people than there are bad people. And guess what? Like, everybody in line, I didn't stop to ask them, but I'm sure that everybody's from a different, you know, I definitely saw a different ethnicity there.
Every race, every creed.
I'm sure everybody has different political affiliations.
There were people in military outfits.
Exactly.
There were hippies with big
military
beards with legal weed.
We saw UNLV School of Nursing there.
Oh, they were representing, giving out snacks to everybody, the School of Nursing. By the way, represent UNLV.
we're all the same. Like, if we fight all the time, like, we're the same people. We have the same, we literally have the same blood, and we were all giving it this morning. I mean, Logan's still there. We're going to go back.
He's going to give blood for me because I'm just too lazy.
5 hours. Do we have time to hit Chipotle? Because that would be dope.
Because you know what? I need Chipotle energy because my blood needs to be filled with that Chipotle goodness, mm-hmm. meaning E. coli.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to
Let's eat a bunch of animal protein so we can get fat in our blood. And then, sorry, this is a What the Health reference. Never mind. Let's go back to raising money for a good cause.
Yes. 666 people donated. Yes! 666 donated to... Oh, it's 669.
Sorry, 669.
Yeah, darn it.
Let's see. I just made some calls. Stephanie says, if you want to send lunch or dinner to the emergency room department, send delivery to emergency room department, 1800 West Charleston Boulevard, Las Vegas.
Okay. So if you want to send food, 1800 West Charleston Boulevard, care of emergency department.
How dope is it that the Z-Pack knows? They know. They're like, listen, these guys have been working all night.
Yep.
They're going to want some pizzas.
Oh,
they're
going to want some supper. Any desk that they can get to is fine. As they said, it's hard to move in there. I'm sending pizza now. I hope you join me in making the staff's day slightly less stressful. Oh, my God, Stephanie Gruber. You're amazing.
And somebody send some kale. Because you know there's that one nurse that's
there's
on
that one
diet.
Nurse that's like,
she's like, ugh, I can't
never
do this
bring
pizza.
Kale to the potluck. vitamin K, I got salmonella from Chipotle. Don't. Ooh, Megan.
Hey, how dare you? Let's not. Didn't I just say let's not bring politics into this? Okay. Chipotle is amazing.
Salmonella is politics and Chipotle. God bless the doctors and nurses with healing hands. Jennifer Ozan.
This is sort of – this is
– Do me a favor. Hit share. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. In fact, we should wrap up in a minute so more people can share. And get
more people can share because you can still donate after the show isn't live. They can still use that button. So you can still hit share and say, please donate to this cause. It's going to help so much, you guys.
Catherine says, during Harvey, people showed up with food and it was amazing. I love our communities. You know, there is something very communal about just when they
food.
Were passing out Rice Krispie treats and stuff this morning. I was like, oh, we're all in this together.
Feeling. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the Rice Krispies.
Exactly.
I will eat these. Yes.
I didn't eat any of it because I'm not a complete loser like Tom.
I'd be like,
he sees sugar and eats it right away.
I'd be like, what diet? Today, we're all in mourning and I'm going to eat these Rice Krispies.
It's funny. He actually got up in a kilt and gave a speech where he said, they can take our freedom, but they can't take our Rice Krispies. And then he said, you shall not pass, because he was mixing his metaphor.
Yeah.
Pizza and energy drinks for everyone. Mary Ellen sent...
If somebody could send some Red Bulls, that would be dope.
Please don't send Red Bulls. Or send Red Bulls. That's cool. Nurses love food delivery. Missy Casey. Postmates, baby.
Oh, and all the blood bankers in the lab.
Yeah. Hey, everybody in the lab, I want to give a shout out to you guys. You're the unsung heroes because right now you're typing and crossing and typing and screening and people with antibodies and you're trying desperately to get that blood to where it's needed and it is desperately needed. So definitely, guys, donate blood, but blood bank people, lab people, everybody who's holding it down right now in our hospitals, we forget about our lab people all the time. I don't because I make rap videos about them, but I'm telling y'all, we do and we need to stop because right now they are the unsung introverted heroes down in the basement doing their thing, spinning them samples in a circle, and we got to give them props. Props to all our frontline EMS, props to our police officers, our Homeland Security people who are getting involved, to everybody who is trying to keep other people safe. We give them mad love. And on that note,
just
I want to...
All the first responders, just...
Everybody.
Keep doing what you guys do.
Everybody.
Keep killing it.
Everybody. And I want to also thank our month's sponsor, Athena Health, for helping us support this show. They partner with hospital and ambulatory clients to provide actual results and stuff, which we care about.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to build Health 3.0. They have this network-enabled medical record, blah, 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 blah. None of that matters. What matters is we've met their leadership. We know they care about building a better healthcare system and getting the busy work out of actual frontline providers' way. So we appreciate their support, and especially in this difficult time. On that note...
And we appreciate... You guys, anybody that donated, anybody that shared, anybody that's working at UMC right now, anybody that's sending food, anybody that's giving blood.
$17,000, really, Z-Pack? Yeah. That's amazing.
Anybody that's helping get the word out there on this video so we can share and donate more.
Anybody who hits share right now best friend, is my BFF for life. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we really do. Stay safe. Our thoughts and hearts go out to everybody who is injured or killed, or their families. Our thoughts go out to all the frontline healthcare providers that are experiencing this traumatic event firsthand and are doing their best to hold it together and then are going to go home to their family and be unable to even describe what they've seen. Our hearts go out to everybody in the lab who's spinning samples desperately trying to match blood. Our hearts go out to every trauma surgeon and every nurse and every OR tech who's rapidly trying to take care of patients and triage people and get through this. And we will do it together because we are the tribe of healthcare and we support each other and we support a better vision of the future. And that's what we're here for. Guys, we love you and we out.